Hello and welcome to another episode of Down Memory Lane.
Hola.
You kind of threw me for a loop there.
Hola.
Yeah, this is our...
¿Cómo está?
Yeah.
Bien,
gracias. Bien. This is season 2, episode 30.
Más piñas.
Más piñas. Ocho piñas. So this, we were on location in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Oh, that's why I'm speaking Spanish. Yes. It was heaven.
Wonderful. We ordered 8 pina coladas every round.
Anytime the
waitress came by.
8 piñas. Yes.
Yeah, you put us in an all-inclusive resort with unlimited drinks.
It was great.
It was going down. Although, we were in bed at good times.
We were very well-behaved. It was a really good... I mean, we got, like, a little wild. But it was a very good balance between party and relax.
Yeah.
We needed it. I actually came home and I felt like I had a vacation.
Refreshed. Yeah. It was nice.
Not like when we went to New Orleans and I came home and I'm like, holy fuck, I need to sleep for like 4 days.
You need like a good solid day to recover.
But when we came home from Dominican, I actually felt like I had a vacation. Like that I decompressed.
Yeah. It was very nice.
Like the one day I slept till 10 a.m.
Yeah. Like, and we were... Okay. So let's back up. So we go on a girls trip every year. In July, and we usually, the past couple
so
years,
good.
We did New Orleans, because that's, like, our favorite city, but this year, we're like, let's go somewhere different. We went to an all-inclusive resort in Punta Cana.
It was fabulous.
And
I feel like we found our new thing.
Yes, going to all-inclusives.
I think we just need to do this.
Yeah, it was so relaxing.
It was great.
The planner and me, like, usually when we went to New Orleans, I had, like, all right, every a.m. we're going to do this, p.m. we're going to do this. I didn't plan shit.
And it was great.
So
we
nice.
We still had things. We're like, okay, we're going to do this for dinner. We're going to this day. We're going to get a massage. We're going to go to a casino.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, let's go to the beach. Let's do this. It was so...
It was very nice.
Relaxing.
Very fun.
And our resort was beautiful.
Yep, the food was good.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, Heather decided to sleep till 10.
I woke up at 5 and then Maggie was sleeping and I'm like, clearly I'm not getting up for the day at 5. So I went back to sleep. Then I woke up at 8.
Yeah.
And Maggie was still sleeping. She was my roommate. So then I was like, okay, I'll just like close my eyes for a little while. And then I woke up and it was fucking 10 and I'm like, ah!
And April was standing on top of the bed hitting, because we thought they were above us.
Directly
above us. Turns out they were not.
She's hitting it.
But April was hitting it with, like, I don't even know, like some kind of stick. I don't even know what she was hitting.
I said to Maggie, I'm like, why didn't you wake me up? And she's like, you were just sleeping so, like...
Yeah, you needed it.
She's like, you were sleeping so, like, calm and, like, peaceful. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. You just needed it.
So I caught up on 10 years of sleep.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But breakfast is about to end, so I'm like, we got to go. We got to go to breakfast.
Breakfast was good.
Delicious. But anyway, yeah. And
waffles
to top...
every day.
Yes, and omelets. But to top it off, cherry on top of this trip is a murder happened at the resort we stayed at.
So, like, Jessica and I are really good at researching. And I was looking really hard. We were both looking really hard before the trip. And we had the same issue that Jessica had with Jamaica. Where it's, like, it's not safe to go to most
to other
of the places,
yep. Mm-hmm.
that things happen. And, I mean, we are about it.
Yep.
But I'm not trying to get killed.
Exactly.
In a foreign country.
Yeah.
And it's just not a good idea. So, I am doing this deep dive, and I found a murder that... Okay, so our resort, we were at the adults part of this resort.
Mm-hmm.
The Barcelo Bavaro Beach Resort. And then there's, like...
Attached to it,
the other resort that's bigger that you can have kids at. So we had access to both.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd go back to our resort when we didn't want to be around kids.
And, yeah, have some chill.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Right. It was perfect. So I found a murder that happened at the bigger part of our resort. And
that's
I was like,
amazing.
No fucking way.
Right.
So we didn't have to go anywhere.
I know. It was awesome.
We
like,
just had to walk over
in
by
the stars.
Dance club in our resort.
Yes.
It was like
Murderino
Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the stars aligned.
Yeah.
So yes, this case happened in Dominican Republic at our resort. So that's kind of the case we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details. I know very high level about this case. So I'm interested to learn some of the details.
So we're going to be talking about the murder of Jordan Morrison. in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Yes, and sitting across from me is Heather.
And sitting across from me is Jessica.
So let's go take a trip with us. Come relive an amazing trip with us. Down Murder Lane.
To me, I'll do it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So you guys ready for West Dallas or Florida?
Very. I'm always ready.
I know. I just live for this shit. All right. So let me preface this by saying I have been working on these scripts. I'm in, like, the depths of wedding season right now. So a lot of times I don't have anything to do between, like, 9:30 and 11. So I work on scripts then. And I watch drunk people dance and write about murder. And it's, like, amazing.
I love
that. So anyways, that's what I do. So I found this and I was literally giggling to myself, and like the father of the bride comes over. He's like, "What are you laughing about?" And I minimize.
Can't tell you.
Okay. So, all right. West Dallas or Florida, Jess?
Okay.
A bored pilot flying over a location that shall not be named in 2015. I wrote shall not be named.
Okay.
Drew a penis shape.
Yeah.
Using a live flight tracking app. So he drew with his plane, he flew.
Shut up.
And he drew a penis. Do you like how I traced a penis?
I know, like I...
Yeah, I traced it in the
air. In the air, okay. I saw it.
The phallus, traced over 20 miles on the map, popped up on a Thursday evening in March on the website Flight Radar 24, which tracks thousands of aircrafts around the world in real time. He was flying at 72 knots, which is the equivalent of 82 miles an hour.
So super slow.
Because he had to draw the dick. He's like, I gotta be precise.
This is so awesome.
So he's like, what should I do today? Well,
I'm bored. You
know, I think I'm gonna go in the sky and draw a dick.
Like, rich people problem right there.
Like, I'm just gonna draw a big dick.
In the air.
Did the dick get drawn over West Dallas or Florida?
I wish they drew it over West Dallas, because that would be so funny. But I'm sure this is Florida.
It is Florida.
Because everyone down there has private airplanes.
It is Florida.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, where? I really wish it was West Dallas.
I know, me too.
I wish it was the EAA.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So anyways.
Where's Florida?
I'm going to look it up.
Oh my God. That is really funny.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about, like, first of all, you got to get your plane. You have to, like, make an appointment, like, hey, I need to reserve airspace to be able to take off, because you can't just go. Reserve an appointment, go, and, like, to track it, or, like, to map it out.
Yeah.
And, like, waste all that gas.
Yeah, he...
Just, I mean, he...
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's got really some time on his hand.
I really appreciate it.
Here it is.
Okay. We have to post it.
It's over Lakeland.
Oh, Lakeland.
In Plant City.
Plant City. Oh, garbage town. Sorry, actually.
He left from Kissimmee.
Which is near Orlando.
Over to Lakeland, drew a dick, and then flew back.
This is so funny. Can you please screenshot that? We have to post it.
No, wait.
Hit the X, because... Oh my God, that is so funny. So I see where he... I wonder if, like, air traffic control is like, what?
What
is this guy doing?
Why is this a dick? Yeah, he drew... Yeah. Thanks to GPS, we've had dicks by land, air, and soon, if there's a same brave submarine operator, hopefully we will someday have them by sea. Okay, so I'm going to send this to you.
Sorry. That is hilarious.
So funny.
Okay.
So,
TripAdvisor, let's do it.
TripAdvisor says the number one thing to do in Punta Cana is visit Bavaro Beach.
Oh, yes.
And that's the beach that our resort was on.
Okay.
Bavaro Beach is the main beach, not bean, I love bean, the main beach in Punta Cana, and has been voted one of the top 10 beaches of the world.
Really?
The beach is full of beach bars, restaurants, all-inclusive resorts, beachfront apartments, and fun activities.
I love it. But yeah. That, when we were there, I'd been at that exact resort back in 2010.
The seaweed.
I mean, I have pictures of me on this beach, like crystal clear, beautiful waters. And we were there. There was a lot of seaweed, but we didn't care. We just trucked through it.
I heard that there's just a problem everywhere in the Caribbean right now.
Oh, that was seaweed? I don't know. All right.
All right. So now on to the case.
All right. So Carrie McGinnis and Dale Morrison like to remember their son the only way they know how, by visiting the location and the beach where they last traveled as a family together. Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. So Jordan Morrison, 19, died February 4th, 2011, after being attacked by a group of men at Barcello Bavaro Palace Resort in Punta Cana. He had come to the aid of a woman who was spit on by a man at the resort's dance club.
Yeah.
A fight erupted, which spilled outside of the club. The fight left Jordan with severe head injuries, and he died on his way to the hospital.
Horrible.
Yeah, and it's a small little club, and
it's a small little area.
Yeah, for that all to happen.
Yeah, right outside the casino.
Yeah. So five men were initially arrested in connection with his death. Why do you give me these names?
Sorry.
Dimitro Arefyev from Montreal pled guilty to second-degree murder and was later sentenced to 10 years in jail. Ooh, where, I wonder? In Dominican? Ooh, God.
Yeah.
He admitted he attacked Jordan outside the resort's nightclub and was then incarcerated in a Dominican prison.
Uh-huh.
His co-accused, Algerian national Bouzid Redha, I messed it up, I'm sure.
Whatever.
Was acquitted of second-degree murder after Arefyev said he acted alone.
Mm-hmm.
Both co-accused were 21 at the time of the attack, and their defense said they were drunk when the incident occurred. Which I'm sure that, they were. Yeah,
but you can't beat somebody to the point of they die.
But that's just like, you just don't fight anybody ever. Like, it's not worth it, because you don't know, you could hit somebody
in the wrong place.
In the wrong place, or they fall and they hit their head. Like, can we just not do that to each other?
Like, it just...
Horrible.
Something could happen and the person could die and go to prison.
Every minute could just be life-altering decisions.
Absolutely.
All right, so...
This is something to teach our boys.
I tell them all the time.
Do not fight.
Yeah.
Well, and especially nowadays. Like, you don't know. The person has a gun. The person has...
Something.
Fucking knife. Whatever.
Scary. Like,
it's not just worth it.
Walk away.
Walk away.
But after a three-judge panel reviewed the trial, he was called back to court. The three other men who were... Okay, I'll stop after this one. Okay, so the three other men who were arrested and charged were also acquitted due to the lack of evidence in their involvement.
You can tell I was working weddings when I was...
No, it's totally fine.
I'm like,
oops. All right, you go.
All right, so Bello Perez, lawyer for the accused, said the woman at the center of the altercation was in love with one of the men, but they had been arguing.
Okay.
He said the incident was fueled by alcohol and jealousy, and that all parties involved were intoxicated. Okay?
Okay. Okay, because you have to be 18 to drink in Dominican. Okay.
So he's 19. So he fought for reduced charges against the two that were charged because he said that Morrison's death was an accident. He is quoted as saying, "Everything that happened was an accident. One hit the other, and he fell against the floor and hit his head in the wrong place."
Yeah.
They are sorry. They were at the wrong place at the wrong time.
They were? What about him? Like, what?
Everybody was. But it doesn't matter.
Jeez.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For months, Jordan's parents traveled back and forth from Canada to the Dominican Republic to follow the court proceedings. But they weren't given a proper translator and worked to learn about the case as best as they could.
Oh my gosh. Horrible. And that wasn't Google Translate.
No.
As
the case wore on, their taxi driver would bring a change of clothes so he could serve as their translator for the couple in court.
Yeah. That goes to show how sweet the people there are and nice.
So kind.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Later, a community lawyer stepped forward to do what he could to help. Even though they lost an appeal to have the case retried, they have not lost hope that someday the co-defendant will be brought to justice. Jordan's parents plan to still fight for the right of Canadians who are injured while in another country by pleading with the Dominican Republic's government to make changes to its laws. His parents say that travelers need to be aware of the do's and don'ts while traveling in case they are injured or worse.
True.
His parents also filed a lawsuit against the resort and the defendants for what happened the night Jordan died.
But it's not the resort's fault. The whole Gabby Petito, like, her parents are suing. I mean, but there's video and justification. Here, it's like, you can't... I mean, it's like they were... Everybody was drunk. Everyone, you just... You don't know.
Well,
you
can't be responsible. If you're at a bar, if somebody's at a bar and something happens at a bar, the bar isn't responsible.
No. It's your own actions. Nobody feels responsible for their actions anymore anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, here, you can all goes down there. All right, so Jordan, who is said to have lived with Asperger's syndrome, a type of autism, was known among friends and family as an avid skateboarder. He was a recent graduate of Barrie North Collegiate Institute and had aspirations of joining the military. The only man that was convicted for the murder of Jordan, Dmytro R.F. Yev, had his sentence reduced and only ended up serving 3 years of his 10-year sentence. Yeah. Jesus, are you serious?
So he's out
already. So second-degree murder, yeah. They got charged second-degree murder. Because it is second-degree murder.
It is. I mean, it should be second-degree murder.
Yeah.
But...
wow.
There was essentially a mob that beat him. And only one person.
Because the other people weren't going to say anything and there's no... yeah.
Right. And this dude was like, well, I acted alone. Because he didn't want the rest of his friends to deal with it. So,
crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, post-content discussion, just the one place we visited was the Barcelo Bavaro Palace Resort, which, despite this happening at it, is fantabulous.
It's beautiful.
And you should go.
Yeah, and it's a family place, too. I mean, I want to take my kids there now.
Yeah, there's so much to do for kids on that side. Mm-hmm. So much to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a weird. It's a really small area, the club. We didn't even go... can you believe we didn't even go to the club
one night? No, we just went to the casino.
Went to the casino. Heather won, yes!
I won!
I know, I was so happy. And we lost. But it was fine.
But then I lost my wristband, and I had to pay $50 to fucking replace it. So it was like, good thing I won.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of, I mean, I'm sure the parents don't look at the resort the same, but it was a very, very nice resort, so.
But it sounded as though they went there, like, a lot of times. So it was, like, sad, because that was, like, their family's place that they went.
Yeah. Ruined all their memories. Okay.
So Snoop Dogg quote, he has to say, it's so easy for a kid to join a gang and do drugs. We should make it that easy to focus on academics.
It's true.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yep.
Kids are about to go back to school. A few more weeks. I have all their stuff. Like, I just got all their school supplies.
I do the supply box.
You do? Good. We make a lot of money off those. I like shopping for school supplies and then decorating it, like, with...
I mean, I like it, I just don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Like, especially this time of year, like...
oh, that's true, it's a bad time, yeah. No, I'll just stay up to, like, 1, 2 in the morning, like, decorating their folders like an idiot. Because I am that parent. All right, so follow us on Instagram at Down Under Lame. You gotta follow us for the picture of the penis. That is hilarious.
I mean, that was a good one. If I say so myself.
That was pretty
literally
good.
Literally giggling.
All right. Email us at downunderlamepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever the hell you're listening.
So people can... we're still the only podcast out there that actually goes to the sites.
Yeah.
Because I listened to this one podcast, and they were like, oh, we should start going to these places. Like,
and
what
you're
a
like, bitch.
Good app. Like, we've been doing that for 2 years. Actually, we've been doing it a lot longer. We just... now, Tabby, don't hit the microphone.
I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah, I want to go see that weird stuff, so...
yeah.
All right.
Get on our level.
Yeah. And pick us up on your network.
Yeah.
So, until what next time. Huh? It's called The First Degree. Which Billy Jensen is not a part of anymore because
he... had a problem.
Yeah, but I try to read... I try to... this is totally sidebar, but I try to read, like, what happened, and I don't know. I love Billy Jensen, like...
I do, too.
But, I mean, I'm not going to stand if he really, like, assaulted women. But I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know all the details. Anyway, so until next time, don't be Billy Jensen.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you'll run into. Hopefully not a bunch of drunk Montreal people.
Yeah. Be kind. Don't fight each other.
Yeah. Knock it off.
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.